everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC. Grayson.
JC.
This is a virtual episode. We're not in person, Grayson.
It's so tragic.
It is a little tragic. The vibe's off. I forgot how to even do these remote episodes, so it delayed us by half an hour. It's a whole mess right now. I'm frazzled. I'm tired. And I hope that this podcast is able to take a turn for the better. But I fear we're veering down a very dangerous path.
Maybe. You know what would instantly make this podcast better, though?
What? Tell me.
A Jordan update.
Right off the bat, a Jordan update?
Right off the rip. You know, we gotta set the precedent. Wait. We gotta get the ship reoriented.
I hate to disagree, and I hate to be contrarian, Grayson, but I feel like I may have something even better to start with before the Jordan update.
Oh, ain't no way.
Yeah. How do you feel about starting with not the Jordan update, which is beautiful and relevant and something we will get to? How about instead we begin with some Jordan housekeeping?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that. Also, really kind of out of nowhere question.
Oh, okay.
A while back you mentioned that Spotify was going to start displaying the listening.
We'll get there.
The listen count?
We'll get that's on the topic list.
Okay, we are getting into that?
We'll get there. Cool. It's on the topic list. Don't even fret. Right now we have to focus on Jordan and, well, the house cleaning, okay?
House cleaning, yes.
Not that she's conducting, but that we are conducting around her, in her image of sorts, okay? Well, first off, we have a comment on Spotify from Jordan from a few weeks ago, actually, that we missed. And I feel like, well, it may not even been from a few weeks ago as much as it's her in her catch-up. Remember last week we had like the massive gargantuan Jordan update. I think in her catch-up she responded to our Spotify and left a comment on her account that is newly allowed and permitted to leave comments on Boy Oh Boy episodes, which is huge for her.
Whoa!
That's right. She left a comment on the whole fiasco debate situation unfoldings regarding keeping hand sanitizer in one's car. Grayson, does this ring a bell?
It does.
Yes. I keep hand sanitizer in my car. I find it very handy, especially after pumping gas. You feel otherwise. You think, not necessary, don't need it. I'm too much of a man for that. Thoughts?
No, I would not portray it that way.
Oh, okay.
You see, I am fully on board with the idea of keeping hand sanitizer in your car. I think it is a good idea.
Yeah.
That being said, I can't be bothered.
Uh-huh. I see. Because, I mean, hand sanitizer is very hard to come by these days, you know? Ever since the pandemic.
It's a hot commodity. Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Jordan responded with her own take on the matter, and I feel like it's worth getting to. Jordan, I won't reveal her last name, but if you want it, it's just right there on Spotify. she says, I don't have a car to put hand sanitizer in, but I have been in many cars that contain it. I hope this helps your research. Smiley face. Which, I mean, it kind of helps, you know? Like, this is not firsthand knowledge that we can incorporate into our study as much as it's just, like, supplementary, and it makes me feel good because it does let me know I'm not alone, but it doesn't feel as good as if you had a car and you kept hand sanitizer in it, you know?
I don't know why, but the way that sounded to me when it was said, like, the way it read to me, it was almost like Jordan's just getting in cars.
Well, that's what happens when you're a carless person. You end up entering many. People offer you rides. People take you places. They know you need it, you know? You're carless.
No, I mean, it sounds like she's just hopping in strangers' cars.
Oh, just like going around the parking lot, seeing who left the door unlocked.
Yeah.
Honestly, no need to even open the door. She could just snoop. She could just, like, put her face real close to the window and look inside. The hand sanitizer probably isn't hidden, you know?
It's not the type of thing that you would hide, yeah.
No. However, I wouldn't be mad at somebody. I wouldn't call them a weirdo if they did keep their hand sanitizer in the glove compartment or in the console. You know, like, I find that also permissible. But mine is just right out there. I have mine on display. I want the snoopers to see it.
As long as the intent is just for convenient storage and not for hiding it.
Yeah, because
if they're in their head thinking that they're hiding it, then No respect.
Then they deserve for Jordan to open their car, find it, and steal it.
Exactly.
Because Jordan is stealing the hand sanitizer in these instances?
No.
Oh, I thought she was testing. Noted klepto Jordan. Oh, testing. Okay. My bad. Well, hell yeah, Jordan. I hope all the hands... Her hands are going to be so dry. You know?
We don't know the frequency at which she's doing it.
I imagine really
maybe
frequent.
Like one a day.
What? That's crazy. No, if this is your passion, you better... It's really accessible. You should be able to do way more than one in a day. You should be able to, like... If you really wanted to, probably hit, like, 100 in a day.
But then her hands would be dry.
That's true. Actually, that's a great point. So, Jordan, please get back to us with more details on this behavior of yours. It would help immensely. Other bit of Jordan housekeeping, there's a little bit more, is that when I was editing last week's episode, I realized I completely ignored part of the Jordan update, Grayson, and you didn't hold me accountable. Okay, you didn't put my feet to the fire. Yeah, oops. Oops is right. Jordan asked me a very important question. She asked if I, JC, ever rewatch anything, like shows, movies, whatever, for comfort. And I just, even looking back and hearing it the second time around when I was editing, I don't even blame myself, because the cadence with which you read it was not that of a question. You read it as like an assertion, you know? And so I just, thankfully I re-listened. Thankfully I care for this podcast in the way that I do, where I can leave no stone unturned, Grayson. The listeners want to know, Jordan particularly, are there shows that I rewatch for comfort?
And you tried... Are you going to answer the question?
Well, I just want to first address the fact that you tried depriving the listening audience and the Boy Oh Boyites of that answer.
I mean, there was a lot to read. I can't be held accountable for the exact cadence in which I read every line of that incredibly long Jordan update.
You can be held accountable for such, and you will be. It is your job, but I'll let this one slide.
Oh, thank you. How kind. No,
it's okay. Gray the Gray. I was thinking about this. I took some time to reflect and consider, do I watch stuff for comfort? And I realized that I think I do a little bit, but more so than watch. Because the only show I could really think of that falls under that umbrella for me is The Real World Austin, which is from like 2006. And I only watched it for the first time in 2021. So it's not like this long-time comfort show. But I realized that if I'm like at a lack of podcasts and radio shows to listen to, I will often like just turn it on. It's 20 minutes. You don't really have to watch them in order. It's just, it's comforting, you know? Mm-hmm. It just reminds me of when I moved to Austin and I watched this show with my dad, and it's very like early 2000s. I like the music in it, but it's ultimately a very trashy show, you know?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's The Real World. And then the only other thing I think is legitimately a comfort listen or watch for me is a podcast called Sam Roberts Show Online. It's that radio broadcaster I like. It was the podcast he started when he was like 27, and he was like, I want to be a broadcaster. I need to start making my own content instead of just being a producer on a radio show. And so for like 4 years, 3-4 years, he had this podcast where it was just him by himself talking, and it was one of my favorite things ever. And then in 2021, oh my gosh, this can't be a coincidence. In 2021, it just got removed. The RSS feed for the podcast went down, and I haven't been able to listen to it since. So I've been deprived of my comfort listen for 4 years now.
And there's no, like, re-uploads of it anywhere?
No, it wasn't that popular. Like, it's just not... It's not anywhere, sadly. And I've scoured the internet, and I can't find it. If anyone would like to help, again, it's called Sam Roberts Show Online. I think it started in 2013 and maybe wrapped up in like 2015, something like that. But it's gone, Grayson, and it's been really hard ever since.
I feel like there has to be a way to find that.
You would think, but I think it was an intentional decision for him to stop having and hosting the RSS feed from Sam Roberts himself, you know?
Do you mean in the sense that he didn't want to pay for the upkeep anymore and it wasn't popular enough to justify it? Or, like, he did not want that out there anymore?
I think a mixture of both. He had both grown as a person, and what was acceptable had also kind of changed over time, in combination with the fact that why spend money on keeping something public that your one 16-year-old fan listens to? That being me, you know?
I mean, you've reached out to Sam Roberts before. Can't you just, like, shoot him a message and be like, hey, do you have the audio files?
Funny about that. I did in 2021 when I realized it was gone. Ghosted.
No.
I haven't heard from him. So, because, believe it or not, years before that, in, like, 2018, I think right before I started college, the podcast had disappeared. And I tweeted Sam about it. I tweeted at Sam Roberts. And I said, I asked him if the podcast was down or, like, what happened to the feed. And he said, working on it. And then it was back up within half an hour. So something changed between 2018 and 2021 where this podcast isn't worth putting back up for him.
No.
I know, Grayson. I'm the one facing these consequences. And trust me, they are severe. Okay?
You so, probably were legitimately the only one listening.
I know I was. Like, it had, like, as many reviews as Boy Oh Boy does, you know? So, yeah.
Testament to its quality.
That's what I would say. Do you want to go more into, like, our Spotify listenership, or should we hit the actual Jordan update?
Let's get the Jordan update, even though I am immensely curious. Because, like, I pulled up Spotify. I don't see a listener count, so I'm a little confused by that. But Jordan update.
Okay.
Hello. The podcast was fantabulous, as always. I haven't noticed any excessive breathing. And I, while I appreciate the devotion of holding breath proposition, I believe the listening audience values safety first. Wrong.
Yeah.
Correct.
Who are you to speak for the listening audience, only member of our listening audience?
JC, I find it so selfish that you believe Aunt Kathy can't also have her beautiful brain appreciated lovely heads on the both of you.
I never claimed it wasn't selfish. I just was expressing how I feel. And maybe sometimes that's motivated by selfishness.
Fair enough. Grayson, you certainly have struck a nerve with the Gilmore Girls. I want continuous updates on your viewing experience. We haven't actually watched it in a while. But Issa was thrilled by your defense of the Gilmore Girls. So just know you made Issa very, very happy with that.
Hell yeah.
Goodness, I can't believe you two poor souls read that message. I am so, so sorry.
To be fair, only one of our poor souls read it. I just had to listen.
The only thing you should be apologizing for, Jordan, was not keeping consistent with the updates so that we had to read a message that long.
That's true.
And also for not being on the podcast yet, because you're going to kill the pod.
It's going to die. It's
chop, chop.
Going to suffer as a result of your lack of appearance, which feels kind of like the path we're heading down, Grayson. You know, I don't want to put this bad energy out there. I don't want to manifest the wrong thing. But with how much Jordan's been ducking us and ducking the topic of coming on before episode 400 or by 400, it kind of feels like we're on a surefire path to our demise.
Yeah.
So, be that what it may.
Devastating.
Yep.
Yes, Gossip Girl is not such a comforting time. I don't really remember the context of that one.
Huh.
Did we talk about Gossip Girl?
I mistook. My brain slipped and I thought Gossip Girl was Gilmore Girls. Same deal.
Yeah, literally same deal.
Yeah.
And JC, I'm so happy to hear you and Brandy got to go to the Schlitterbahn.
Oh, say it again.
The Schlitterbahn.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing about Italian brain rot. It was very fun to Google.
Yes, I'm so glad I could introduce you to Tralalero Tralala and Bombardio Crocodilo and Tung 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 Sahor. Did you do any research, Grayson?
I have not. I've not had a lot of time on my hands.
Ah, tough. Well, Italian brain rot can wait, I guess. It's disconcerting for me that the Italian brain rot topic is bringing out my speech impediment. It feels like maybe some aggression is going on here, but it's okay.
If anything, you should be good with it, seeing as you're Italian and all.
I don't think that's true. This is really false.
Jewish?
No. Really Irish, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Oh, Look at how my family can drink, okay? I feel like that's proof.
You know, when you put it that way.
Thank you, thank you.
Grayson, I'm so happy you enjoyed Will enjoying Family Guy, and I hope you and Issa had just as much fun with Star Wars. Yeah, she seemed to enjoy it. She's very excited to get into the prequels now.
You finished the original trilogy.
Indeed. We ended up going with the 4-5-6-1-2-3 order rather than the 4-5-1-2-3-6 order.
As we discussed here.
Indeed. So, it turned out okay. Ooh. I think the tipping point for me was I realized if we go back and do... So, if we did the 4-5-1-2-3-6, by the time we got through 1-2-3, we would have already gotten through all the movies with Padme in them. And I don't think Issa would have cared enough to go back to 6.
Exactly. So, that's exactly what we said. She'd be Natalie Portman'd out. Not that she'd be Natalie Portman'd out, but you would have Natalie Portman'd out Star Wars. And then what's left is just the scraps, you know?
Exactly. That was the tipping point for me. That's what sold it.
Every time you say tipping point, all I think of is the achievement in Minecraft, cow tipper. Thoughts? I just don't feel like I hear the phrase tipping point very often.
Boiling? I certainly hear about it a lot more often than I hear about cow tipping in Minecraft.
Well, you're just not dedicated to the cause, to the craft, if you will.
I guess not.
Yeah, lame.
JC, I hope you have a safe...
Get your shit together, Jordan.
JC, I hope you have a safe trip to New York, and I hope you both have wonderful weeks. Same to you, Jordan. Thank you.
Aw, thanks. Actually, it was very unsafe. Both of my planes crashed. But here I am to tell the tale.
Both there and back.
That's right. That is exactly right. So, that's huge. Gray the Gray, I hate to keep you waiting any longer. Do you want to learn about Spotify?
Please!
Okay, so there was a bit of clarification to come out of it. Last week we talked a whole bunch about how Spotify announced that listener counts for podcasts are going to be public. To the listen, okay? And a few days into the week go by, and I'm like, okay, time to update my Spotify app. Let's watch this really unfortunate, actually really fortunate, cool circumstance unfold. I refresh my app, Grayson, and not a change was made. And I start digging through my emails. I see another email from Spotify. And they actually elaborated on the changes that they implemented. So instead of to the number, they amended that. And instead, your Spotify listener count will only update to the 10,000. So it'll round up or down to the nearest 10,000 listens. And it'll only display any listener count once you pass 50,000 listens. And you might say, well, that doesn't make any sense, JC, because there's no listener count next to any episode of Boy Oh Boy.
And I'd say, quite strange, yeah.
You're very astute, listening audience member. And I have to imagine the reason why that is they simply didn't account for when your number of listeners is so big that it doesn't fit on the little, like, bar on Spotify. And so maybe they just ditch the number altogether. They say, this is too much to even count for us to even fathom. That's so many listens in the tens of thousands, in increments of 10,000, that maybe we best should... They heeded our advice, which was to not put our numbers out there and thus shame all the other podcasts. So ultimately, they're doing a great thing.
That was really smart on their part, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. So thank you, Spotify, for finally, for once in your life, listening to your two most valuable members. Knowing that they are tapped in.
Tapped in. It's good to know that Spotify corporate is listening to us.
That's exactly right. But that said, with their ears on our product, is there anything else that you'd like to see implemented or changed about the platform?
Better audiobook functionality.
Ooh, and you know what? To that point, I say that you should not lose your free audiobooks when you are on a student plan. If anything, the students need the audiobooks more, dumbass. Okay?
You're on a student plan?
Yeah, now that I'm back in grad school, I was like, why pay the extra $10? Let me switch back to a student plan.
Fair enough.
Yeah, But I lose my audiobooks. Yeah, which is tough. But, you know, there are illegal rips on YouTube. So we get by. We get by. And so that's one thing, Spotify. Okay? Any other gripes that you have with the platform?
No, not really.
I noticed we are never on their homepage. Never, like, a featured creator. You know, like, we're never, like, included. Like, when Obama's podcast came out, they promoted that so much. Okay? There's that one podcast with Jason Bateman.
Creators?
Yeah, like, you open up Spotify and you scroll down. It's not, like, Spotify featured, but it's, like, they integrate you into the platform. You know?
I'm going to be honest, not at all.
Well, at least make us, like, the cover photo for some playlist. Thoughts?
Honestly, true. Yeah. We'd make a great cover photo.
I think, you know that photo of you and me standing outside the police car at Alohi's house?
Album that. Cover material right there.
That's what I'm thinking. That is exactly what I'm thinking. So thank you for tuning in, Spotify. Please keep our considerations in mind. Also, please fix your AI that does the chapter titles, okay? For 2 weeks now, we've come on this podcast and read out just the mess, the slop that your AI creates when it tries to label the sections of our podcast. It's not accurate. It's not, you can't have a podcast topic be like a minute long. Like, be a bit more choosy. Be more picky. Pickier.
I do feel like it's a shocking waste of resources.
Because, I mean, we're the exception, I guess. Like, we're the one podcast it makes sense for. You know, because there are so many listeners, you know? So it's probably ultimately very helpful. But by the same token, you may as well just staff somebody where their sole job is to go in and timestamp us, you know? But
yeah,
for all those shitty little podcasts with no listeners, such as the BM&W podcast and Tequila Myself, they don't need it. They don't need AI captions. I just more meant
a waste of resources in the sense that it's so shockingly inaccurate that I can't imagine it's worth the resources spent on it.
Yeah. And then again, you are also then taking the product, this AI, and then having it then interpret every single podcast uploaded to the platform and doing so horribly. Like, no one benefits from this.
No one.
Aside from those weird little fuckers at BM&W and Tequila Myself. Thoughts?
Agreed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad both those podcasts are dead. We ran them into the ground. Thoughts?
Did we run to kill myself into the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Ali Omar seldom shows his face around here as a result, you know?
I think he's still one of our most active listeners.
I think that is true. That is actually very, okay. Very true. You know who certainly is not one of our active listeners?
Chargle?
Well, she actually beats Wonderful Bulger. This other person. Actually, Wonderful Bulger also beats this other person I have in mind. Keep it within the family, though. Wonderful Bulger's brother, McReel, surely doesn't listen, right?
No, why would he?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's very famous now, is why I bring him up. Have you been checking out his Spotify? Or sorry, not, well, yeah, I guess that too, but his TikTok primarily?
Yeah, I've been really enjoying his music.
He's, as of like last Wednesday or last Thursday, he had one of his videos hit like 500,000 views. And like everyone in the comments is like, yo, Spotify, Spotify, Spotify. And McReel, he's struggling to keep up. He says soon, soon, soon. So McReel's about to blow up, Gray the Gray.
Massive W for McReel.
Exactly. Do you think when he gets really famous, he'll be open to playing Fortnite for Wednesday with us again?
Here's hoping McReally Transphobic doesn't come out.
Ooh, so true. Maybe that's because I've noticed he has rebranded away from McReal to his legal name of Ethan McNeil. Maybe that was because we really tarnished the McReal legacy. We really tarnished how far we put a ceiling on that name, above that name. Well, he put a ceiling on it with how he treated
Parker. Yeah, with his transphobia. Parker.
That's right. That's right. So I hope McReel's atoned for that at some point in the last few years.
One could only hope, yeah.
He seemed a changed man when we sat across one another at the Rainforest Cafe. So
a deeply sorrowful man, like something from his soul was ripped out.
That's his transphobia.
Yes. Okay. So true to his character. So core to his person.
Well, for some of us. But Gray the Gray, I did. Jordan mentioned I took a trip to New York, okay? Again, both planes crashed. It was terrifying. It was so wild. But I've made it back. We dumped my uncle's ashes all over the place, okay? We had a party with it.
You visited Sirius XM Studios.
No, don't be silly. That's down in New York City. I was in upstate New York, okay? I left the country for my first time ever this past weekend. I went to Canada on Sunday, Saturday.
Well, what a globetrotter you're becoming.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was so afraid. I was so afraid of getting to the airport on time because I was leaving out of Buffalo, New York to come back to Austin. I said, my flight's at 6 a.m. And they sent me a message at like 10 p.m. the night before my flight being like, please arrive at least 2 hours before your flight. That we're expecting a lot of traffic at the airport. And I was already terrified about having to get past, like, you know, customs and being allowed back into the country. Because I hear about it being this very lengthy process, you know? You know? I worried for naught. My dad and I, we pulled up. We were the only ones there at Border Patrol at 3 a.m. And the dude looked at our passport for about 10 seconds and let us go. So I arrived to the airport about 90 minutes earlier than I needed to.
Huge
is right. I got to stand in an hour line for me to get that shitty Canadian coffee brand. What's it called?
Tim Hortons.
That's it. I had Tim Hortons for the first time. And out, because it was the only thing open at the airport at 4 a.m., believe it or not. So just everyone there is in one big line waiting for coffee and pastries and donuts. So that's what I
Good
did.
For Tim Hortons.
But it actually took way longer getting into Canada than it did to the U.S., like by a substantial margin. So that was very much, it subverted my expectations, you know?
I mean, I feel like it makes sense for it to be a lot easier to get back into your own country than to get into a foreign country.
I guess so. I just feel like they always make it to be such a big deal. And maybe it's this, I live in Texas. It's a little different down here on the other border. But I feel like you see like those massive lines of like cars that are like hundreds deep and, you know, people trying to sneak shit in. It's probably different at Niagara Falls. And it was, as evidenced by the story. But I went to Niagara Falls for my first time on the Canadian side. And it was like a whole carnival going on, Grace. And it was insane. A rainforest cafe. Who gets their second mention this episode? There was a horror house. There were a bunch of like just games everywhere, 4D Sonic.
There was a horror
experience.
House?
A horror house. A horror house. You know, where they scare you?
Okay, so not a horror house.
A horror house where they scare you and they take your photo.
Did you get your photo taken?
Yeah. That's actually why we did it. My sister really wanted to because like all the marketing is like, look how scared these people are. Haha. And there's like a photo op. Not really a photo op as much as they take your photo after one of the scares. And we did do it. It was me and all my cousins, per Zoe's idea. And it was, oh my God, it was terrifying. I don't handle like horror well, like movies, the experience, like none of it. I get very queasy. I get very like, around anything a horror. And this was no exception, Grayson. It was absolutely terrifying. But I did love that there was a rule where you had to hold on to the shoulders of the person in front of you. And we all kind of walk in a conga line through the horror house, you know?
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I can't deny that.
Yeah. So I don't really know.
Could I have the photo? Could you send me the photo, please?
I probably didn't get the experience from it that I should have. Because I did what I do during a lot of horror movies, where I just close my eyes the whole time. So I didn't really see much, and this is evidence in the photo that was taken, because, like, I'm full-on not reacting. I have my head tucked away in my cousin's back with my eyes shut. So it was more of an audio experience for me. One time they touched my ribs. But I just sent you the photo, Gray the Gray.
That's quite good.
Andy, there's Silas, there's Zoe, Emily, me, and Eric. And what's so sad is that it was probably like a couple seconds after the photo was taken, where, because again, my head is tucked away. Everyone else stopped screaming, for a little bit, and I was like, oh, okay, then now I can look, you know, because, like, clearly nothing's going on. Let me open my eyes. And the thing that was supposed to be scary was, like, just, like, a giant car, like, about to hit you, if that makes sense. You know, like, a car mm-hmm. running down a road. And it still made me yell and, like, scream when I looked after everyone else was already quieted up. So that was tough.
That's got to be pretty embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. But, yeah, they touch you. That one point that was terrifying is, like, you're supposed to follow these, like, little, like, lights overhead to know where you're supposed to go. At least the person in the front is.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, the lights kind of just stop. Like, the light brings you to, like, a wall. And then the person in the front gets frustrated because, like, go back, go back. And people in the back are like, we can't because there's also a wall behind them. And then you realize, like, you're kind of, like, the walls are closing in on you in the pitch black. And, like, you're kind of, like, getting, like, suctioned. You know those little bags, the vacuum bags? The vacuum seal bags? What are those called? Easy vac? I have no clue what they're called. Those bags where they make your clothes real flat.
I know what you're referring to, yeah.
It feels like one of those is around you. And I was just shocked that that was part of the whole experience because that's, like, that feels dangerous. You know, like, if there's a fire or something, I don't know. I mean, there wasn't the fire. There were two plane crashes, but no fire.
That does seem like a bit of a hazard, but...
And there was no warning about claustrophobia. Like, they said, do you have any heart issues? And that was something I did not share with them. But...
feel like if you're claustrophobic, the idea of walking through a thin hallway as a bunch of stuff jumps out at you...
You're probably not
doing that. Like, it's already a pretty solid tell of, maybe this isn't for me.
Mm. There are about 4,000 people quitting the experience away from hitting 200,000 total, you know, which is massive. Outside, there's all this different branding, and you can tell that they've, like, acquired it at different points in their existence, because one says, like, 50,000 people couldn't escape, or chickened out, whatever the phrasing was they used, or, like, people quitting, you know, tapping. Pussies, mm-hmm. if you will. One sign said 50,000, one said 90,000, one said 150,000, and they're about to get a 200,000 sign somewhere on those premises. So that's massive.
Wow.
Allegedly, two people pissed the day that we went. That was on the chalkboard. So.
Really?
Yeah. They wrote down how many people total, and then how many people that day, and they have how many people vomited, and then how many people pissed that day. No one had vomited our day, but two people had pissed.
So. I feel like they got to make those numbers up.
I guess so, but, like, I only believe it because right before we decided we were going to do it, we were all at dinner together, my family, and my mom shared why she would not be joining us is because the last time she did one of those experiences, she pissed herself. So it does, you know, happen.
Fair enough. I guess that lends some credibility to their claim.
And it's not like they claimed, like, 20 people pissed today. It was two. And two is probably a high number.
Yeah, it's not, like, outlandish.
Yeah. I believe it said two pants pissed. It was awesome how they phrased it. I forget exactly. I should have taken a photograph in hindsight, but no. It's called Nightmares Fear Factory, by the way, if you're in Niagara Falls, Canada, and looking to support this business. So shouts out to them, Gray the Gray.
Massive shout out to, what was it again?
Oh, shit, let me pull up the photo. Nightmares Fear Factory, Niagara Falls, Canada.
Massive shout out to them.
And then after that, we walked along the falls to the part where, like, you're kind of right above the water. I believe the part where people, like, commit suicide. And we went over there because we had to dump ashes. Not dump, but we had to sprinkle ashes into Niagara Falls, which apparently is, like, a really big crime. So don't do that. And I didn't actually do it. This is just a funny story that I'm making up.
Yeah.
And it's hypothetical.
All of Boy Oh Boy is fictitious. None of this relates or correlates to real things.
Jordan is not a real person. This was just a complete plot device to end the podcast at episode 400. So you guys all got fucking punked. Or you're about to.
All of our friends who wanted to meet Jordan, tough. We made
it. The people that did meet Jordan, you really think that was a real person?
Did you meet her? Oh, she's not real.
That was a girl off of Facebook Marketplace, okay?
Great actress. She really did the part well.
Steven didn't even realize it was two different actresses the two times he met her. So,
again, very impressive work.
Very impressive. From both actresses. Maybe a little bit of Steven in that as well, but probably mainly the actresses. Probably mainly the actresses. Yeah. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely did dump ash. No, dump is a strong word. No one dumped any ashes. We sprinkled ashes everywhere, but they did get sprinkled into Niagara Falls. So that was huge.
Crazy of you to break the law like that.
I'm sorry. It was Canadian law, so it really does not matter at the end of the day.
Honestly, so true.
Thank you.
You did it on the Canadian side, so it doesn't count.
My dad was reading about the last person to try to, like, go over the falls, like, to, like, launch themselves into and off of it, you know, in, like, an attempt to, like, not, like, in a suicide attempt, but just, like, an attempt to do it. And I think it was, like, 2007, which is kind of a while, but this person had designed this, like, red ball that they wanted to land at the bottom in, and it was supposed to let them survive. Spoilers to this story, they didn't survive. They splattered and died.
No.
I don't believe they were ever found. But you want to know the crazier part of that story?
There's a crazier part?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, like, a decade or half a decade before that attempt in the Red Ball, the same person attempted suicide off of Niagara Falls with no contraption, just their body, and they lived it.
Well, that's quite unfortunate.
Yeah. This is all coming from my dad, who was reading Google, so I'm just going to trust him on it. But listen, that's crazy. I believe him. It's my father. He would not lie to me, okay? And that's
just outrageously tragic.
Living a fall of off Niagara Falls sounds kind of cool and awesome.
I mean, yeah, but the fact that you lived it and then were stupid enough to do it again?
Wow.
Like, yeah. You only get so many miracles in one life.
Yeah. Are we so sure the second one wasn't also an attempt on their life, though? Because I feel like, who are we kidding? You know, if anything, the contraption is going to secure a fatality because, you know, now you're going to get, like, crushed by the ball. The red ball.
JC.
Oh, Grayson, don't do it. Don't do it, Gray the Gray. Is he really going to... Grayson's going to leave the podcast at a time like this. It's just going to be me here alone with the audience until episode 400. Unless Jordan shows up, in which case I have to do it even longer. But that doesn't seem likely. So he's just going to make me do another, like, 9 episodes of Boy Oh Boy by myself. Oh, okay. I was worried you were gone forever.
I considered it.
I mean, who among us has not, you know? But I was just worried about the next 9 podcasts where it's just me.
Yeah, I mean, the quality would have gone down massively, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. The cruelest prank ever would be if Jordan came on episode 400 at that, like, after. And then I just have to keep doing it in perpetuity. That'd be really unfortunate.
By yourself, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it would be, like, if it was just me, I'm the only host, it would be more like Sam Roberts' show online, my missing podcast that I adore dearly. And maybe I can... inspire and comfort a young person with Boy Oh Boy, solo run by JC. And then when life starts getting really hard and you have these big life transitions, I'll take it down and then they won't have their comfort show anymore is maybe what I'll do.
Oh, that seems only fair.
Yeah, it's just like if it's going to happen to me, it may as well happen to someone else. You know, I want to be in this alone. And after what you do to me in this hypothetical, you know,
what do I do to you?
Leave me alone, with Boy Oh Boy.
Oh, my bad.
Because you end things forever, of course. Are you not following this hypothetical?
Am I going off in Niagara Falls in this scenario?
Well, I was worried when you said, give me a moment. I didn't know where you were geographically. We are recording remotely today, so there's always a chance that's because you were at Niagara Falls.
Give me a sec, JC. I gotta try this now.
No. Yeah, I feel like Niagara Falls would be much louder, unless you have, like, really good noise compression. I know we're using Discord and all, and they are quite good at filtering out background noise, but I feel like you would hear some splashing. Certainly a big splash after the action's taken.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, it was my brother coming to the door and interrupting the podcast.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
The selfishness.
He seems to insist on coming here. And knocking on my door exclusively when I'm doing things.
Yeah. Name another instance when it becomes inconvenient. Obviously,
when we were doing the last Cowards Unwelcome event.
I forget. That did occur. He did barge in. I believe he was refereeing at the time. Weird of him to pull double duty like that outside your door and also refereeing a match, but you know.
Yeah.
Tis life.
Tis life.
On my way back on the second plane, coming back to Austin, you know, the one that crashed, of course, one of the ones that crashed.
Mm-hmm.
When I was getting on, the line on the plane kind of paused for a bit, and I paused like right on top of this flight attendant, and it was like I just was trying to avoid eye contact because I don't want to have to make small talk with the flight attendant, you know. I did a bad job of avoiding eye contact. I didn't make eye contact, and I looked away really fast, and then she started talking to me, and I've never heard the sentence that came out of her mouth ever, and I really hope I never hear it again, Grayson. She said, "Has anyone ever told you that you look like Noah Kahn?" I had to do a double take. I tell her, "No, I actually have never heard that before. And I've never particularly thought Noah Kahn to be an attractive person. But I got to my seat and I looked up a photo of him. He's one ugly motherfucker. All respect to Noah, but he's ugly as fuck. He's like,
is he?
Got a big ol' ugly nose. That's really mean, actually. I don't like his nose, is what I meant to say. Personally, I wouldn't want his nose. And he's got a little bit of a dad bod. And also, his hair is, like, all black. Like, I don't see it. Maybe you do. Maybe you look at that man and you say, yeah, I see JC. But I personally didn't see it.
I don't see it. But I also don't think he's ugly.
I think he's, like, look at his nose. I don't have a photo of him pulled up right now, but I'll pull one up, like, to be on the same page as you. Let's see. Yeah, no, I certainly find him to be ugly.
JC, I have another devastating comparison for you.
I can't be worse from the, Kenny Rogers and Weird Al are ones I'm currently vying with, okay? So it's not like we can veer too far deeper.
My dear sweet wonderful girlfriend had a comparison.
Wait, Kenny Rogers is certainly not it.
I thought I wouldn't share it with you because there's no way you're not gonna hate this.
Yeah. Well, do you hate it? Would you feel hurt if this comparison were made about you?
Yes.
Okay. Kenny G is who I meant, by the way.
Aidan Gallagher.
Is he from Oasis?
He was in some Nickelodeon show and the Umbrella Academy.
What the fuck is the Umbrella Academy?
I don't know.
What the fuck? Get a girlfriend your own age, okay? What the fuck is the Umbrella Academy?
I don't know.
Why did your girlfriend watch a show called the Umbrella? Oh, I know the other show that he was in. Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Dawn. Because that was right on the cusp of me leaving watching all the kid TV shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the advertisements, like, when it was like, stay tuned for the new season of TV. We have shows like Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Dawn. And then I was like, I'm out. This is too much for me. But Umbrella Academy aired from 2019 to 2024. So if Issa was watching that recently, I am a little concerned for her sake and the content she's consuming. But what the fuck?
But do you see the guy?
I do. I've gotten so many. Like, I would rather get compared to this guy than Kenny G, you know?
See, that's crazy to me.
Have you seen Kenny G?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you have. I'm going to even pull up young Kenny G. I'm going to pull up young Kenny G. That's not me. I don't want to look like that.
I'm so sorry, but it...
I can acknowledge that the Kenny G one is more accurate, okay? But I would prefer more comparisons along the lines of Aidan Gallagher, okay? But I do dislike this comparison, too, because it runs into the... For a very little bit, when I... Like, before my hairline started taking a real nosedive in a bad direction, okay? For a little bit, I would get... And it was on the As This Guy's Come Up. It was Timothy Chalamet. I got, like, a little tiny bit, you know? And this guy reminds me of Timothy Chalamet with his fucked-up little jaw. And that's why I really resented the Timothée Chalamet comparisons, is his jaw is so wide. But I will have to admit, over the past, like, 5 years of seeing Timothy everywhere, I have gotten used to his really wide jaw, you know? Yeah. And he's also a big Knicks fan. He's been there at the front row for every game, so that's big. My dad likes that. But no, like, honestly, you hyped it up a lot, so I appreciate that, because the blow hurt a lot less. Like, going in, okay, like, this is going to be really devastating. I can't... Is this
I
guy
still
white?
The Kenny G comparison is, like...
The Kenny G one's cruel. Right. You shouldn't say that about someone. Even if it's true, you don't say it.
Kenny G was known for being a relatively attractive guy.
Look at him!
You have to remember, people were uglier back then. The standards weren't as high.
I guess it probably also doesn't help that I know him most as an old man. Maybe I'm picturing too much the old man. But the fact that my hairline more closely matches current day Kenny G instead of young Kenny G doesn't make me feel good.
I mostly know Kenny G for having a character in SpongeBob based off of him.
Squidward?
No.
Oh. Who else plays an instrument?
It's a guy named Kelpie G.
Oh, wow. So very subtle.
Yeah, very subtle. Yeah, he's in a dream. I think it's in Squidward's dream.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to remember.
No, it's okay.
I don't really
remember
the episode
very
well.
We can do a recap next week, okay? Of the Kelpie G episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I looked up Kenny Rogers to see what he looks like when I misspoke earlier. I do not look like Kenny Rogers. I can report that very solidly. Okay? Do you like Kenny Rogers? I feel like you would. Take your time. Don't say anything you'll regret.
I don't know. I guess I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But no, you can tell Issa that it didn't hurt my feelings. It's they've been hurt. But the Noah Kahn one was way worse. You know? Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. Oh my god, Noah Kahn. I really think he's quite ugly. He has like greasy looking hair. He has a weird nose, and he's kind of like he's got a lot of water weight. And I don't want any of those things to come through in people's image of me, you know?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. And I usually wouldn't be this critical. I wouldn't go out of my way and say, oh, that Noah Kahn guy, that ugly motherfucker, you mean the one with the weird nose, a bunch of weight in his face, and the greasy black hair? I wouldn't usually be thinking those things. But when you're now going to be making me draw direct comparisons and be like, this is who I look like, this is who I remind people of, it's going to turn really self-loathing. And unfortunately, the loathing gets projected onto poor Noah. You know, it's not even bitch Noah. I can make fun of... I'd way rather him be the target of my hate and my displeasure, you know?
I think that's fair.
This Noah's probably not even a bitch.
He makes some good music.
It's fine. He's immensely overrated. If out of all the people in his genre to have gotten so big, it astounds me that it was him. I'm getting really mean. I really don't think that much about Noah Kahn. It's really not...
It sounds like you're really passionately against this guy.
I don't like his music. I like one song by him. And I feel like just given my genres and like the music I enjoy, you would think on a surface level that like I enjoy a lot by that man. But I think he's quite bland and boring and his voice is uncompelling. So it's getting meaner, Grayson.
You're really passionately against this man. And I gotta tell you, JC, I don't get it.
Listen. I can feel if I find any emotion, if I strike any emotion in my day to day, and I really hone in on it, it's a well, okay? I can keep tapping into it, and apparently Noah Kahn is one of those for me. That's good to know.
This is really devastating for Noah Kahn.
Yeah, the fact that the number one podcast on Spotify, whose numbers are so big they can't even fit on the platform, to then go out there and disparage him in this way, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
We won't like face any defamation because these are all opinions. How ugly and bad he is, objectively. So So
all opinions, objective opinions.
Yep.
But
yep.
Opinions.
Exactly. Ones that are set in stone and unchangeable. So
absolutely factual opinions.
That's so we are kind of clear on that. Clearly no. And he's a public figure. There would have to be actual malice involved for us to face any legal repercussions. And I clearly act with nothing but benevolence toward Noah Khan.
Love and adoration, even.
No, I wouldn't say that. Maybe the opposite of those things. But certainly not actual malice. So. Gray the Gray, what have you been up to? We're deep into this podcast to get to this topic.
Yeah, but, no, I feel like this normally comes up really early.
We didn't get there, though. We had the Jordan updates. Ah, okay.
Watching Star Wars with my girlfriend.
Okay, we already hit that one.
That's about it.
I see on your topic list you have animals in Discord.
Oh, yeah. My Discord, I have a channel for people to post their animals. This is from when I was streaming and everything. Some people posted pictures of their animals in hopes to summon me back to streaming.
Oh, wow.
Which is a very nice thought. It's very cute. I love
it. It feels
animals.
Manipulative they and maybe so nice. Parasocial.
But it even though it was like even though it started back in like December. No, this was yesterday.
Oh.
Even though this was like apparently it's worked because I'm streaming this weekend.
It started way back on the 19th of May. Mm-hmm. But it worked.
Yeah. It seems to have worked because I am streaming this weekend.
What animal was most compelling that made you decide you want to stream?
I don't know. I don't think it was any given animal. I think something in the cosmos just collided to where.
Oh my goodness.
In fact, I'm going to say that right now. Guys, it worked. I'm streaming this weekend.
You know what would be a good bit? Is if you don't.
Just blatantly lie.
Abuse the goodwill of these people that just want to see you come back. That just want to hear your voice.
If they want to hear my voice so bad, they can come to the Boil Boy podcast, the largest podcast on Spotify.
It's slim pickings with your voice. It's usually mine. Okay, and
also true
for a lot of people. That's a lot to look past.
One thing I haven't considered is why is there not like a Boil Boy upload thing?
What do you mean?
Oh, there was. It stopped working in November of 22.
Okay, so not that long. It's
only been 3 years.
Yeah, but think about how long life goes on theoretically. Three years is but a blip, is what I usually say about matters such as these. You're saying that
I feel like this is something that could be worth fixing.
A boy, oh boy, channel in your Discord.
Yeah,
is it really worth fixing, Grayson? Who is using your Discord? You haven't streamed in like 3 years.
Every once in a while, people pop in.
I feel like, if anything, the boy oh boy notifications will just get people to leave. They're like, the streamer that we like? Why am I getting this notification about his awesome and successful podcast every week? I don't need a notification. I'm already following them on every platform.
True.
So I just don't want to drive people away from your Discord is the point. Personally. Gray the Gray, I did start my job yesterday. At this,
oh yeah, we should probably talk about that
psychiatric hospital, and it's only orientation. So both days have just been me sitting in a conference room with 15 other new people to the company, and we're just like getting the rundown on everything. Like today became CPR certified for the first time since I was 14, so that's big, you know.
You were CPR certified at 14?
Yeah, at high school, in our high school freshman year, they made everyone get certified.
Why?
Like they took us out of class for a few hours, and we all learned. I don't know. They just did. I think like all Texas schools do that. You just missed it.
I just want to reiterate why.
so we can save a life. CPR is pretty, I think, pretty valuable, you know? Like, being able to bring someone dead back to life is pretty cool.
I guess.
Unless they have a do not resuscitate, in which case it's a violation.
I feel like, doesn't getting CPR certified mean that you have to do it?
I mean, like, I guess. Isn't that a thing? But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be working in a hospital, so I should probably have to do it if someone stops having their heart.
Yeah, no, you now.
Oh, okay, okay.
You now, yes. But training a bunch of high schoolers to have to do that in a life-threatening situation?
Yeah.
That seems kind of wild to me.
I mean, I guess so. But, like, don't certify the ones who are bad at it. I was actually really nervous about today getting CPR certified because I remember being really bad at it when I did it in high school, and they still certified me. Yeah. Like, I was always, like, hoping I would never actually have to whip it out, my CPR. But now, after today, I feel a little bit more confident, you know? There was something beautiful that the instructor said. She's one of my favorite people that works there so far. She's, like, this older lady. Like, she seems born and raised here in Austin, and she controls infections and disease outbreak at the hospital. Like, that's her job. But she also trained us on CPR. And I never really knew where to put my hands. I was always a little confused and like, ah, where's the heart? Am I doing it in the right spot? But she said something really profound, and that's that you put your hands right in the middle of the nipple line. And that's, you line it up where the nipples are, and you go in the middle, and then that's where your hands are supposed to be. Unless it's someone who's really overweight, she said, in which case you'd go where they would be. So,
at the nipple line.
At the nipple line. Because, I mean, otherwise it's just this nebulous location that you hope you get right. But now I have an actual marker. So that's huge.
JC, I have breaking news that I just realized.
Is it about CPR?
No, I got a message from Parsifal.
Oh, the Parsifal?
I haven't opened Discord until basically today in like a long time, so I didn't really notice, but yeah.
Parsifal from the famous Parsifal Bird Fact?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What'd he say? Does he have a bird fact for us for the first time in like a year?
4 days ago. He says, in case it helps, the podcast listener numbers are just displayed as thousands. Oh, I haven't heard any annoying breathing in any episode, and you holding your mic further makes your voice very quiet. I also have a slightly weird request. Would you guys consider uploading the podcast 15 minutes earlier? I start work at 8 a.m. my time, which is exactly when JC uploads the podcast, but it takes a few minutes to become available to listen on my end. And sometimes I can't start my work while listening to the podcast, which I think is sad. So I hope you'll take this into consideration. Thank you in advance. JC, can we accomplish this?
Okay, so usually I just go ahead and I click on 6 a.m., and then it ends up going out at midnight. I don't know why. I don't know what time zone we're working on. I don't know why it's not our time zone. But I always click 6 a.m. for the podcast to go up on any given Friday. And it always goes up on midnight when that Friday begins, you know? And so I could, going forward, change it to like 5:45, 5:30 a.m. But I was actually just earlier this week considering, like, huh, now that I work a Monday to Friday job, and so do you, maybe it would be wiser for us to just push back Boy Oh Boy to get uploaded on Saturday, in case we ever need Friday to record. But this feels like it would really fuck over Parsifal.
Yeah, no, this is not going to be good for Parsifal. This is devastating news for Parsifal.
And it's just an idea. We're just throwing it out there. This is the first time Grayson's even hearing of the idea. But I did have that thought of, like, maybe so we have a bit more leeway, is we can push to Saturday. And honestly, I thought, there's no way Grayson's going to have any pushback on this. He doesn't give a shit. And now something's arisen. Reason. Yeah, you have a reason to push back. This episode, I'll accommodate. I'll do it. And I'll try to remember going forward. But all bets are off once we maybe start uploading on Saturdays. That's the move to maybe upload on Monday. We push it back a few days, and then Parsifal can have it at the beginning of his work on Monday. Presuming he doesn't work weekends, Parsifal might work weekends.
I'm going to throw this out there, JC. By then, it's the following week. We'll technically have to miss a week.
I mean, or we could do double duty, or we could do part one and part two of one episode, and the parts are just like the episode split in half. We record a normal episode and it just abruptly ends.
And also, if we're trying to maintain Tuesday as our recording time, we'd be waiting a full week, basically.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Recording to upload.
We don't need to maintain Tuesday as the recording time, you know? Like,
Tuesday works really good for me, though.
Okay. Well, I have to figure out my situation, because right now is a little different. Right now is my orientation week, and the hours are a little different from what they will be when my normal schedule starts up. But it's been exhausting going to this orientation at 8:30 that lasts until 5 p.m. It's been, like, draining. Where, like, yesterday, I was like, I don't want to do this. And then today, even, it was like, I don't... I think I'd already rescheduled with you. But my thought of, like, I can't do Grayson and then Stephen on Tuesday, because I usually get home from Stephen's around, like, 11:30 p.m. And it's like, I'm not going to wake up in time for work if I'm at Stephen's until midnight. And so yeah. I was like, let me refigure this stuff. So that's why this week is virtual, because then also Brandy needed me to get her from work. And I was like, okay, that's another thing pushing me in the direction of just, like, let's undo this Tuesday. But next week my schedule will change and I'll start getting out of work at 3 p.m. and so theoretically I'll have a bit more time, but not really, because I don't know if I have it in me to drive to the 35 minute commute every week after work. I don't know, because then I have to drive back. Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
We shall see.
Yeah. This might be a virtual experience again, but we don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I already confirmed with Steven, we're not doing Tuesdays anymore. I said to Steven, maybe we can do weekends. Maybe I didn't say that to him. Sorry, Steven, if you're listening. Maybe I said it just about this week. I definitely said this week. Maybe we can hang out this weekend instead. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to disrupt your schedule in that way, Steven. I have no clue. This is my first time having to work a real, like, 9-to-5, not 9-to-5, but, like, a full adult hour job post-college, because at first I worked part-time, and then I had the salaried position where I didn't really have to do that much work, so it's a little bit of a, how you say, shock? Not culture shock. What's the word for that? I'm shell-shocked? I'm having to transition.
I feel like this has definitely revealed to you why Gray the Gray died.
Why Gray the Gray? Do you mean the streamer or, like, the being, the entity that's in your soul?
The streamer.
Oh, okay. Because I associate Gray the Gray, the name, very synonymously with just you as a person. That's far extended beyond Twitch. But, yeah, no, I see that. It's only because, like, you've explained so thoroughly how it was not relaxing to stream, you know? Like, if it was a hobby in the way that it probably should have been, I feel like my shock is founded, but it sounded a bit more work than it probably should have been.
Yeah.
Huh. R.I.P. Gray the Gray. I miss him every day, except for this weekend. They won't have to miss him anymore because the animals brought him back, maybe, unless he has the really funny bit.
That would be hilarious.
Should I fuck with Parsifal and upload it 15 minutes later?
No.
Okay, just throwing out ideas. I don't know. Just seeing what sticks. But I guess not. Yeah, and also, to be clear, it's not like, boo-hoo, JC, you're working like a job. It's like, I'm also stupid in that I took on another part-time job that I don't want to get rid of. So that's like another 8 hours. And then I also am a full-time student. And then I'm also doing tattoos. So give me some grace, listening audience. I swear it's not just the job. Okay?
Nah, it's just a job.
Yeah, cringe. I know. Fuck, this sucks. But, Gray the Gray, is there anything else you'd like to talk about on this wonderful, wonderful edition of Boy Oh Boy?
I don't know. I feel like, did we cover everything?
Yeah. The only thing I didn't get into is that the HR lady responsible for my orientation was supposed to send me a thing to get tested for tuberculosis, and she didn't. And then she forgot again. And now the only times I can get tested are, like, next week, and I can't start my job until I have a tuberculosis test. And so basically I'm gonna have to lose out on, like, a week of pay because this really nice and smart lady forgot to send me the tuberculosis paper. So
I feel like they should pay you for that week. That's stupid.
That's what I expressed in my very obviously annoyed voicemail to her. So I'm learning what it's like to work in an environment as like an adult, like a little bit more confident JC who at the last time I worked in like a real mental health setting, like it was probably that internship at the trauma center way back in 2020. And then I was like, I was 19. I didn't know what I was doing. I was so like scared of everything. I feel like even in school, I'm usually a very good person, just like eating shit. I'm good at like putting up with stuff, you know, like something can be unfair, whatever. Like it's fine. Like by not making a big deal out of it, it'll be better. But this is already testing my patience where I'm like, I think I'm past being okay with something like that. Like you can't just, it's your fault. You've already admitted fault. And now it's like, okay, I just have to be okay not working for a week. And like, I can't even get unemployment because I just started my orientation. Like, so we'll see how that goes. So great start to my stay at the hospital. Also, I learned what you want to, I guess is this. You want to go off on this, Grayson? We can end on this topic. Is I finally learned what my job is actually going to be.
Okay. How did you not know before this?
Because like I knew the position title and like I generally knew like, okay, you're there to help out at the mental health hospital, at the psychiatric hospital, right? But like what that is going to look like day to day, I don't know. You know, like what is my role? I don't know. Like what can you tell me what it was going to be? Because I can't.
Probably not.
Yeah. So I was just like, it's in the field I want. It's in an environment that I want. So cool. That's enough. It's entry level. So they'll have me. But basically my main job there is to like keep tabs on all the patients and I have to do what are called rounds. And every 12 minutes I have to make eye contact or have my eyes on a client and like document what they're doing. Basically to just like kind of make sure they're alive, you know? And the gist of my job is ensuring that the patients are alive, that they aren't having sex, that they aren't hurting one another, and they aren't trying to hang themselves. And that's the job.
I feel like that's a pretty easy job.
Well, you'd be shocked, because with how much these techs talk, because like people are only getting admitted to this hospital because they are like they've been assessed as a risk to themselves or to others, right? They're coming in being either like homicidal or suicidal. So that's like the baseline. So you'd be, I guess, shocked at how many suicide attempts a room full of suicidal people have. So, yeah, the stories that I've been hearing all throughout orientation are a little insane, and everyone talks about the techs like they do all the work. So, we'll see, you know? We'll see how it goes.
Hopefully you don't run across anyone hanging themselves.
I've pretty much over the past 48 hours come to accept I will be witnessing a death at some point in this job. Because, like, almost all the protocol has, like, a little, like, if, like, for all, like, the incident reports and, like, everything that you're, like, filing, there is one of, like, the checkboxes for death. Like, it's so common that it's a checkbox. So, yeah. A little bit of a change up from my last job.
Just a tad.
Uh-huh.
Hans sent me a message on Discord that said the fans would hate to see it, and it's us in the recording channel in Discord.
Why would the fans hate to see it? The fans would love to see it.
No, I think the implication is that the episodes where we record remotely are worse.
Oh, no. Hans, don't say that. Hans doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that, Grayson.
I think he does.
No, he probably typoed and said the fans love to see it. Maybe it was a typo on the word. Maybe it was supposed to be Hans. Maybe he just got a letter wrong. And he's the Hans loves to see it is probably what he meant. If I had to make an educated guess. Thoughts?
I have my doubts.
I have my confidence. And
okay.
That's where it lies. Yeah. Like I'm really confident that's what Hans meant. And I'm really confident that Noah Kahn is a talentless, ugly fuck. Okay. And I think we can end on that note, right?
Seems so.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be back next week. Maybe 15 minutes earlier, maybe 15 minutes later. Maybe no episode at all. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll hopefully be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. It's the podcast you never heard.